Well, there was Freeman's Journal was there. It happened on a Friday night in 1963. I had my hair all up in curlers, and Friday night, Jerry had stopped down at the Vets Club after work, and somebody came up and saw flames at the Freeman's Journal. And next thing you know, the fire alarm went off.
Was it the fire alarm in your house or the...
No, the big fire alarm. And at that time, we had like blasts, like two blasts meant one street, three meant another. So you knew where the fires were. Everybody had a list of, it's on Nelson Avenue, it's on Elm Street, wherever. And the one was Main Street. And I was looking out the window just as Jerry came in. He said, Joan, he said, "I what's going on?" And he said, "Let's get the kids." He said, "Wake up the kids and let's get them out." And I said, "What?" He said, "There's a fire next door." And with that, I'm looking out the window. A big puff of smoke went by the window. So we got both of them up and we got out. And, boy, that was a bad night. That was a bad, and it was cold, and there was ice on fire escapes, and Jerry's mother and brother came down to the store. Peter was going on, he was two. And we went to the Glimmer Glass, which is now Nicoletti's, and we had good friends there because we knew everybody on Main Street. And we went in there, and I remember them getting the kids. They got Peter milk. Paul had a soda. I remember that. And then I said it was time to get out. And one of our friends took myself and the boys out to my mother and dad's place.